In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, we learn a bit about Ima Sumac, the Peruvian songbird, who lived from 1922 to 2008.
So Yehuda Hanani, tell me about a recent discovery that you made when a friend whose husband had just passed sent you a record.
Well, she sent me two boxes of all his old vinyls, quite fascinating old performances, you know, from 60, 70 years ago. Among them, there was this record. You can see it's a little smaller than the standard size.
Well, that's the way they used to make them in the day. Yeah. They were long playing, but they look like 78s.
Right, exactly. On it, actually, this is not a discovery, but a rediscovery for me. When I was a child, this name was like a legend.
In Israel?
All over the world, including Israel. And let me read to you just the first few lines on the back of this liner notes. And it's really true. It says, when you play the records of this album, prepare for an exotic musical experience, a voyage of discovery into a new land of sound, for you have never in your life heard anyone sing like Ima Sumac. And this is absolutely the truth. When she started touring, people were just mesmerized because she was born with a voice that covered 4 octaves and more. Wow. I don't know if you appreciate that. It's astonishing. She could start with a low kind of husky contralto, and in a few dazzling moments, she would soar up like a bird to the stratospheres of the highest soprano and way above it. No soprano today could even begin to reach this high. And it's really astonishing. Now,
But isn't it just sort of also freaky as well as
it is,
artistic?
It is a phenomenon. I think that such a thing happens not once in a generation, but once in a century.
What I mean by that, Yehuda, is if somebody's 7'4", they become a good basketball player. You know, okay. They don't get credit for being 7'4". You know, maybe if they perform well as a basketball player.
But this woman was also a great artist.
Yeah.
In addition to having this astonishing gift.
Okay.
And on top of everything else, she was exceedingly beautiful and alluring. Petite, you know, she grew up in a small town up in the Andes in Peru, 16,000 feet up.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe that's what gave her the gift that she was able to do.
But not everybody else in the village had the same voice.
Good point.
The villagers, you know, the Incas. Actually, this place was so high up, it was so high that the Spaniards, the conquistadores, never got there. So the music is unadulterated. It's really Inca music, ancient Indian music. And the villagers almost deified her. So
here's my question. You've come with this record.
Yeah.
We're going to hear a little bit of it.
Absolutely.
But she's gone now.
She's gone.
So my question to you would be, so what?
So what?
Yeah, so what?
So I wanted to share with our listeners, and what do you mean by so what?
So what?
May I ask you?
Okay, she's dead. It used to happen. She was good for a little while. Now she's gone, and you're very excited about this.
We are very fortunate.
What is the basis of your excitement?
When you listen, you will see what's the basis of my excitement. I think the best way for me to show you, but what excites me is when we play the music. The people, they called her the bird who became a woman. They called her the voice of the earthquake, you know, the real Indian kind of traditions. And she would perform in there twice or three times a year during the religious rituals up in the mountain. And the word came down from 16,000 feet to the lower cities, the coastal cities by the water, that this woman was there. And when the government arranged for her to come down and perform in Peru and then sent her out to Australia and other places, there was almost a riot up there because they were taking her god away from them, the villagers. It was amazing. So this child of the Andes goes all over the world singing music of the Incas with a voice that you only hear once in a lifetime. I think that I shouldn't say any more, but we should put this old record on. It's a little scratchy, but it's worth listening to. And this one song is Virgin of the Sun God.
Come on!
That was Ima Sumac. Before that, Alan Shartok speaking with Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. For information about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.